Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about, and it's one of the things that I call one of the secrets of small business success, and it's all about the odd couple. Now, you know who the odd couple is, right? Most of you do. Some of you really young people might not know, but you can find it pretty easily. The Odd Couple was brought to us initially by a guy named Neil Simon, who wrote the play, there was a book and a play called The Odd Couple. Then there was a TV series, right, with Felix and Oscar. Remember that? And I forgot the other guy's name. Anyway, I'll think of Krugman. Think of his name in a minute. Anyway, so but the characters were Felix and Oscar, and Felix was as different from Oscar as anybody could be, and Oscar was as different from Felix as anybody could be. One was persnippety and very clean and neat and exact in everything that he did and said, and the other one was a slob. And so these two guys wound up living together. One of them, you know, was a bachelor, and the other one got kicked out by his wife, and he moved in with his buddy, and they lived together for a long time, just as a couple of bachelors living in their apartment, right? Well, you know the story. And they drove each other nuts. They were the odd couple. Well, and now one of the things that we know about that show, if you remember what the show was about, the TV show was about, you remember that you never had one of those guys without the other. I don't remember ever an episode when both of the guys weren't in the episode. Now, in other words, you can't have the odd couple unless there's a couple. One requires the other. Well, or at least one is always very nearby to the other. Well, small businesses have an odd couple, and it's what I call the small business odd couple. And the odd couple for you and me in our small businesses is challenges and opportunities. Now, what I want you to think about, this is what I'm talking to you about right now, is the attitude that you've got to have if you're going to survive if you're going to, you know, maximize the good times and survive the tough times, like we're in right now, some of the more challenging economic environment that we have right now. So what you have to realize is, I want you to think about the year that was the best year of the last decade for you. Let's just say it was 2007. 2007 was the best year you've ever had in your business. And a lot of good things happened, right? Plenty of sales, profits, happy days were there, right? Well, I also want you to think to answer this question: How many days did you go without there also being a challenge? In addition to all that opportunity that you had in 2007 or whatever year was your best year, how many days did you go without there also being a challenge? Right, not very many. In fact, maybe none. Maybe every day that there was opportunity and that you were very happy and you were excited about what was going on, I bet you every day there was some kind of a challenge that you had to deal with. Because opportunity begets challenges, doesn't it? And so you dealt with those. And so you learned how to deal with that relationship between the odd couple, the challenges and the opportunities. All right? So now what we have to do is realize that now that we're in, as I said earlier, a little more challenging economic environment, we still have the same odd couple, don't we? We still have opportunities, even though they may be a little smaller than 2007, for example. We still have challenges, just like in 2007, but they're a little bit bigger today. So what we still have to do is manage the relationship between those two. If we're going to be successful as small business owners, if you're planning on being a small business owner for the next 5, 10, 20 or more years, which many of you are, if you look down the road where you're going to be 5, 10, 20 years from now, you're thinking, I'm going to be right here in my business. Well, if you're going to last, if you're going to survive, if you're going to be successful, one of the things you've got to do is you've got to get comfortable with, you've got to learn how to manage the relationship between the small business odd couple. You've got to learn how to take the challenges and the opportunities and put them together and make them and understand that you're not going to have one without the other. As Kelly Ohlweiler talks to us about with regard to paradoxes, she tells us you can't have one half of a pendulum swing. The pendulum has to go both ways, all the way to the one side, all the way to the other side. That seems like the way the economic situation is, right? Well, the odd couple, a small business. In the good times, the challenges are smaller, the opportunities are bigger. In the tough times, they're the opposite. But either way, you and I are going to have both of them. We're always going to have both of them. So the idea is not to try to deny the challenges, not to try to, you know, not to wish that you didn't have them. That's not really a productive thought, is it? The productive way to think about the odd couple or small business is to learn how to manage the relationship between the two. And it could just be that you're philosophical about the challenges and that you take them in stride, or it could all, and it also could be and should be that, okay, what kind of an opportunity could these challenges be turned into? If I looked at these challenges a different way, if I managed the relationship between challenges and opportunities this way, to look at that challenge and say, okay, what can I make out of that? That's the way to think about the small business odd couple, challenges and opportunities. Think about that today. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.